The authors of a new study published this month in the Journal of Pediatrics issued a challenge to the billion-dollar baby video industry. Smart baby videos like Baby Einstein and Brainy Baby don't make your kid any smarter, they say. In fact, the scientists from the University of Washington and the Seattle Children's Hospital claim they might have the opposite effect. Bruce Kluger reprised, "Give me a break." Kluger writes for Parenting Magazine and USA Today, and in a piece published in the Los Angeles Times, he argues that it does not hurt to use the electronic babysitter every once in a while. Parents, we want to know what you think. Have you shown your kid videos or DVDs especially made for babies? Is he or she smarter or dumber? Do you think they work? 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. Bruce Kluger joins us by phone from Manhattan, and nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Thank you.
The lead author of this study, Frederick Zimmerman, wrote, "The most important fact to come from this study is that there's no clear evidence of a benefit coming from baby DVDs and videos, and there is some suggestion of harm."
You know, one of the problems, and a lot of people have been writing about this, but I actually got a copy of his and swapped some emails with him and got a copy of the study. What's being misinterpreted a lot, this was a language study. That's what one of the title of the paper was, a language study or somewhere on it. And there seemed to be a generalization, and that's the scare factor in all the press that's come of it. The scare factor is that there's no benefit at all, and it can make them less smart. I wholly disagree. As I say in the piece, as a home video DVD reviewer for parenting, I have seen it all, literally thousands of hours. And with the exception of one disc, which was a bizarre children's disc, I've never seen anything that I would call harmful at all.
And the methodology, these researchers called up parents and asked about language development. You say they might have spent some time watching babies, watching videos.
Well, precisely, and that's the funniest part about it. They talk about how baby needs important face time to interact with parents and hear the human voice doing something called parentese, is what they use in their study, this melodic voice that parents use. And here the researchers kept them on the phone for 45 minutes. Well, there goes that FaceTime with baby, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
My point was that while vocabulary might be an indicator in this type of scientific sleuthing, as I say, is that they're missing out on the human interaction. They have never seen their little subjects. And as I outline in the piece, I have with my own children. I am not a scientist, and I stress that in my piece. I am not a scientist, but I am a hands-on dad. And I happen to have loved TV as a child, so I enjoy these video programs, and I enjoy what they can bring to the kid. Can you sit one down and replace instruction, replace parenting, replace teaching with these videos? No, of course not. But as a diversion, absolutely. I was even laughing because when I was a kid, what did they used to do when they needed a break or to take a shower? They'd put us on our back and have us stare up at a slowly spinning mobile.
Let's see if we get some callers in on this conversation. And we'll begin with, this is Ari. Ari's with us from Denver, Colorado.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's such a pleasure to be here. I just wanted to tell you guys that we show, my wife and I show our baby Baby Einstein videos probably two times a week. And although I'm certainly biased, and this is not an empirically valid statement, I think that she's brilliant. And not only that, but I think that Baby Einstein videos are a little bit different than regular videos, you know, cartoons or so, or et cetera like that, because Baby Einstein videos are not necessarily a story, but they're using, you know, classically classic topics and shapes, you know, for enrichment and for colors and language and that sort of thing, where it's different than mm-hmm. a storyline video.
Bruce Kluger, do you think he has a point?
I think he has an entirely valid point. What I have noticed and what good baby tapes and baby videos do is they don't involve plots. Babies can't understand plots. They don't do character development. Babies can't do character development, so they do images. They do shapes. They do colors. They do sounds. Will this make your kid slam dunk for, you know, Cornell in the year 2022? No. It's not going to guarantee them a Mensa membership, but what it is a nice diversion. And the two ways that they can be viewed, in my opinion, and I'm not a scientist, is either to sit with the baby and say, oh, look at that, and interact with the baby, or put them on for some sort of break for you, to take a shower, to return an email, to make a call. That's fine. 20 minutes, that's fine.
Ari, thanks for the call, and we'll be looking forward to your daughter's presidency.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We're talking with Bruce Kluger of Parenting Magazine and USA Today. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Here's an email from Esther in Portland, Oregon. My children are both under four and have never been placed in front of a television. They learn instead about their world through play, books, and self-discovery. It's not always easy, but I found they become engaged with play in a much more active, participatory way than they ever could through TV. It's worth it, she says.
Well, you know, I have two reactions to that. As somebody who writes about parenting a lot and studies parenting a lot, that's an absolutely valid choice. I think it's great, you know, human interaction, the ability to sit down with books, have the patience to sit down with books and to read all the time. I think it's a perfectly valid and a great way to raise a kid. My other reaction is personal. When I live a life, and I'm sure many parents do, where I work at home. My wife and I split child care straight down the middle. We got a busy life, and unfortunately, we sometimes need to do for us, and that's why I'm saying use judiciously. I think there's not only nothing wrong with it, but on a personal level, I think there's a lot of great stuff on television. I am so far from somebody who's knee-jerk against TV. I think it's one of the greatest inventions of the 20th century, and I think that there's a lot to learn from home video and DVD as well as from television.
Let's get Jane on the line. Jane's with us from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, my son has a 2-year-old, and we did use Baby Einstein when the baby was small, and my son calls it Baby Crack.
Baby what?
Crack.
Baby Crack, because the baby just couldn't get enough of it. My granddaughter just loved it, so anyway, it was useful.
So that's a good thing. Well, you know, I thought you were going to make a negative comment by calling it Baby Crack, and I was going to say, well, that's like candy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, a kid can have candy, but you can't live on candy, and you can't live on DVDs and video and television alone. At the same time, as much as I have somewhat of a problem with the marketing approach to some of these Baby Smart, Baby Einstein, smart kid videos, is that there's seems to be an undercurrent in the marketing of it that implies that if you put them on, that you don't have to participate in that educational process. That's the only thing that worries me about that, is people who actually believe that it's, you know, one-stop shopping for Mensa.
Jane, thanks very much. And again, I'm sure your granddaughter will grow up to be an amazing woman.
I'm sure. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, before we let you go, Bruce, I did want to ask, what do you think the researchers were trying to get at here?
Well, I have a little bit of a problem with what happened in that. There seems to me, you know, Disney is a very big organization, and Disney owns Baby Einstein. And the difference between the abstract that they put about, the news report they put out about this, and the actual paper itself, I kind of get the feeling they're trying to poke Disney, to provoke Disney, which, of course, Disney, as of today, is now demanding a retraction on the paper, because if you actually read the paper, it's not really Baby Einstein and Brainy Baby. They use those two as examples, but there's a part of me that believes some of this happened because the researchers are trying to draw attention to themselves, and you pick on Disney, trust me, people are going to pay attention.
I guess they will. Bruce, thanks very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Bruce Kluger writes for Parenting Magazine and for USA Today. Among his tasks is to review baby videos. He joins us today from his home in New York. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.